Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 5:04. An Indianapolis couple has agreed to plead guilty in baby-selling conspiracy case and could face prison time. The judge approves the deal with Marion County prosecutors. A prosecutor says Michael and Debbie Overby offered to give the baby's mother $300 in exchange for custody of the infant, who was born in April. The union representing 1,700 IU support staff employees wants University President Michael McRobbie to give up the pay increase he's received for next year. Union President Bryce Smedley said McRobbie could have personally saved jobs by giving up part of the 12% raise he'll receive this year.
It's really hard for people to understand how you can give yourself a raise 1 week, and then you turn around and you let the most vulnerable employees, lose their jobs permanently.
Presidents at three of Indiana's biggest universities each saw salary increases last week. The ground turkey recall is now being blamed on a Cargill production plant in Arkansas. 36 million pounds of the meat is being recalled in 26 states, including Indiana. Cargill spokesman Mark Klein says there will be no production of ground turkey until the source of the contamination is pinpointed.
We've shut down the production of ground turkey at this facility. And we're not going to resume until we have those answers, because we'll want to figure out what corrective actions could we take.
One person has died as a result of the contamination. Indianapolis has reached 90 degrees for the 19th straight day. That ties a streak of hot days in August of 1936. But forecasters say the high tomorrow will only be in the mid to high 80s. Right now, sun and clouds and 89 degrees for WFYI News.